Jeffrey Spoon. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. Tennessee's House Speaker said more discipline could be directed at Democrats who staged a walkout during the recent special session on redrawing the state's congressional maps. Speaker Payman Sexton already stripped Democratic caucus members of their committee assignments. Now, the Tennessean reports the Speaker says he's considering making it more difficult for those lawmakers to travel on legislative business. Speaking to reporters, Sexton noted that few have apologized for their protest and said removing committee assignments, quote, seems to have stung them a little bit. Meanwhile, Senate Speaker Randy McNally says Republicans in his chamber are calling for some kind of sanctions on Democratic senators, but he has not publicly announced any specifics. Ascension St. Thomas is planning to build a $23 million freestanding emergency department in Mount Juliet. The new emergency room would be part of a medical hub at the Legacy Point at Golden Bear Development. If the state grants approval, the emergency room would be more than 11,000 square feet and is expected to create 35 jobs. Nashville is full of hungry and hardworking young musicians who bring professionalism to the music. Some are involved in the city's rising R&B scene, including keyboard player DeAndre Cole. He says that the acceptance of R&B singers he's been close to, he experiences greater freedom.
When it comes to working with my friends, I'm able to put my mask on. I'm able to throw ideas at the wall. There's no trust in that. I know what you can do, so if I trust you with my heart.
Senior music writer Julie Height shares how that collaborative dynamic is elevating Nashville's R&B scene and her latest key changes column. You can find more at WPLN.org. And no matter how adorable your pet is, they've got new competition for the title of Nashville's cutest resident. It's a teeny tiny cutie farm born at the Nashville Zoo just before Mother's Day. Weighing in at over 2 pounds, poodles are native to Chile and Argentina, and their smell comes from the blue and the white.